USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Gordon heading for the northern Gulf Coast and now expected to make landfall tonight as a hurricane. Dave Roberts of the National Hurricane Center says it's moving pretty quickly.
System is still moving toward the west-northwest, about 17 miles per hour, pretty decent clip. Now, we should see some decrease in forward speed over the next few days.
With Gordon expected to strengthen, they've already issued a hurricane warning from the Alabama-Florida border to the Louisiana-Mississippi border. The Senate Judiciary Committee will today start taking up the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, and the hearings are expected to run all this week. President Trump nominated Kavanaugh to replace retired Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was often a swing vote on the closely divided high court. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
One-time White House intern Monica Lewinsky saying she walked out on an interview in Israel because she had made it clear that questions about former President Bill Clinton were off-limits. The woman whose sexual encounters with Clinton in 1995 led to his impeachment was in Tel Aviv for a conference on the pros and cons of the Internet. After she'd given a speech, she was asked if she'd expected Clinton to apologize to her personally. The 44-year-old Lewinsky said, quote, "I'm so sorry, I'm not going to be able to do this." She then took off her microphone and walked off the stage. As former Vice President Joe Biden has done for years, he marked Labor Day by marching in a parade in Pittsburgh, honoring the country's unions and workers. Biden says he wasn't there to campaign for himself, as he says there's no decision on whether he'll run in 2020. Though he said when it comes to other races...
Well, every year is a political year, but this year is probably one of the most important years to win back the House for the Democrats.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
A slowing price of crude oil, one of the factors for a decrease in the price of gasoline this week. John Clemens has the latest.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us a lot of the downturn in the national average can be attributed to price decreases in Michigan, Ohio, and in Indiana, where the prices dropped 6 to 8 cents a gallon. It was those three states that pushed the national average down.
The national average has fallen 1 penny in the last week to $2.83 per gallon today. That's down from $2.84 a week ago.
That is Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com. I'm John Clemens.
Voters head to the polls in Massachusetts for primaries today as Republicans Jeff Deal, John Kingston, and Beth Lindstrom are facing off to challenge Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren in the November election. Governor Charlie Baker is being challenged by Scott Lively for the Republican nomination, and Jay Gonzalez and Bob Massey are running for the Democratic nomination for governor. And Nike chooses former San Francisco Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick as the face of its new Just Do It campaign. Kaepernick tweeting a photo of himself with the slogan, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." Nike using it to celebrate the 30th anniversary of its Just Do It slogan. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.